Walkinshaw is on the line with us. Congressman-elect, hello, sir. Congratulations tonight.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're doing well here. We heard your victory speech, and what was really striking was that you declared victory, and it sounded like a traditional victory speech, but then you went right into almost a U.S. House floor speech. It was like you went directly to work there.
Well, I'm looking forward to going to work there at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And, you know, I thought it was important to share with people exactly how I feel about the failed Trump policies, the failed policies of the Republican majority in Congress. And I'm looking forward to going up there tomorrow and taking that on and delivering results for Northern Virginia.
What was it that you've been hearing from voters as you've been campaigning around the district over the past several weeks? Is it the DOGE cuts? Is it the Trump administration's disruptions in the federal workforce that really is the front and center issue there in District 11? Because it does have a really saturated presence of a federal workforce.
That is absolutely the front and center issue here in Northern Virginia, and I think across Virginia as well. Look, everybody in our community today knows somebody who has lost their job because of Donald Trump or because of DOGE. And I think any candidate for office or any political leader who's not willing to take a strong stand against that, no matter what party you're in, is just on the wrong side of Virginia. They're putting politics over what's in the best interests of Virginia, and that wasn't something I was willing to do. So I'm looking forward to taking that on behalf of the people I represent.
What is the legacy of Jerry Connolly and the legacy of his district under his leadership?
Jerry Connolly is a singular figure in Northern Virginia and in Virginia and nationally, just in terms of accomplishments and impact. And, you know, the lessons that I take from it, he was somebody who always fought for the values of our community. He was a voice for those who didn't have a voice. He gave his mind, body, and soul to, you know, serving this community. And I hope and intend to do all those things.
All right, sir. So you said you're going to go literally to the Capitol tomorrow at 9 a.m. You're going to really do that right away, just straight away as the congressman-elect?
That's right. I'm going to be at the Capitol at 9 a.m. Speaker Johnson has set a precedent in this Congress. There have been two special elections. Both happened to be Republicans who won those elections. He swore them in the next day, and it's certainly my expectation. I assume that he would follow that same precedent here. So I look forward to being sworn in tomorrow and going to work on behalf of the people of the 11th District.
Okay, Congressman-elect Walkinshaw, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy night to be with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is Congressman-elect James Walkinshaw, the winner of tonight's special election in Virginia's District 11.